In 2011, when the World Food Program launched its operations in Syria, its aim was to feed 4 million people. But because of insecurity and access problems, it was not able to deliver in certain towns and cities. Aleppo City is one of them. Located in northern Syria, it has been the scene of heavy fighting between rebels and government forces. In October, the agency managed to get several trucks inside the city for the first time since August, according to the WFP spokesperson, Elizabeth Beers.
On the 15th of October, WFP managed to get 12 trucks into Aleppo City for the first time since August. 12 more trucks carrying enough food for 60,000 people arrived in Aleppo over the last 10 days. 14 more trucks are now en route to Aleppo, carrying enough food for 75,000 people as part of the governorate October allocation. Despite this effort, WFP has not been able to meet all the needs of the governorate during the October cycle due to insecurity on the roads, feeding 175,000 people out of the 750,000 people who were supposed to receive food assistance.
Beer said Aleppo remained one of the cities where it has been difficult for WFP to send food to in recent months. She also warned that there were many more Syrians trapped in conflict areas and in need of urgent food assistance. Meanwhile, because of access problems, Marixi Mercado of UNICEF said that there's no recent comprehensive data on child malnutrition in Syria. The latest family health survey was in 2009 and showed that 9.3% of Syrian children suffered from malnutrition, she noted.
We know there is an upward trend in the number of children being admitted with moderate and severe acute malnutrition. Then most of these cases are being reported from two children's hospitals in Damascus. It's the Children's Hospital and the Damascus Hospital. The most significant challenge to reaching children in need of nutritional assistance is access. Obviously, most in the conflict-affected areas and in locations such as rural Damascus, Ghouta Mademiya, Aleppo, Idlib, rural Daraa, and Homs.
The UN lead humanitarian agency OCHA has urged for more humanitarian action to reach ordinary people caught up in the fighting in Syria. The agency noted how UN agencies and their partners worked in extremely difficult and dangerous conditions, and how despite their best efforts, the humanitarian response remains severely insufficient compared to the growing needs. Jocelyn Sambura, United Nations.